This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to funds set up to take in donations to help people who need abortions. There are at least 90 around the country. Here's Sam Fields.
Abortions are expensive, often about $500 to $800, sometimes more. Insurance often doesn't cover the procedure, and a lot of people can't afford to pay out of pocket. Mary Ziegler, a visiting professor at Harvard Law School, says that's where abortion funds come in.
There is no federal funding for abortion. The Hyde Amendment prevents that. So funds ensure that people have money for things like the actual abortion procedure to transportation and lodging.
That last piece, helping people pay for transportation and lodging in addition to the medical costs, has become increasingly important in the last few years as more states have passed more restrictive abortion laws and many clinics have closed. Now, Ziegler says, with it looking like the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade,
the challenge for abortion funds is getting more complicated because it's going to involve people needing resources, not just to travel within their states, but to travel outside of their state and sometimes outside of their region.
That's already happening in Texas.
Most of our clients are going out of state.
Brianna McLennan is a social worker with the Texas Equal Access Fund, which primarily serves people of color, many of whom are low income. Ever since Texas passed a law banning abortions after about 6 weeks,
the cost is definitely something that we've seen that has changed a lot. It's very expensive, very expensive.
And it will only get more expensive if Roe is overturned and Texas and neighboring states ban abortion entirely. That's a point that many supporters of abortion rights have been emphasizing over the last couple of days. Debasri Ghosh at the National Network of Abortion Funds says there's been an unprecedented spike in donations since the draft opinion came out.
In the 36 hours after the leak, we saw nearly 20,000 people donating more than $1.5 million for abortion funds.
Many small local funds are also seeing big increases. Alyssa Bernhardt volunteers with Abortion Care for Tennessee. And when she logged into the fund's email account the other day,
I was absolutely floored at the number of emails that we had received. We've received probably like 450 donations, totaling almost $30,000.
That's more money in 36 hours, she says, than the fund had raised total in the 3 years that it's been around. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.